I'm joined now. We have a full house here. We have the mayor, Erica's wife. Well, good morning,
Mayor. Good morning.
And we are also joined by a couple of people from the VFW, the commander of the VFW, Tracy Clausen. Good morning, Tracy.
Great morning.
And do we call you the president of the auxiliary or the commander of the auxiliary? What do we call you, Nola?
No, I'm the president of the auxiliary.
The president of the auxiliary, esteemable Nola Matheson. How are you?
Just fine.
Good. It's nice to hear your voice on the radio. Your husband does a pretty good job with the weather.
Well, he's not bad, you know. Anyways, but not too bad.
Anyway, Mayor's Wifel, you invited our friends from the VFW in today. What's going on?
Yes, I set this up. I was recently invited to one of our local VFW post meetings, and I was reminded of some things that I think I learned when I was on the council, and I learned some new things, so I wanted to have them as guests today.
Yeah.
And lift up the work they're doing in the community, the values that they hold as an organization. I was really impressed with them, and
yeah,
so I wanted to share this with the broader community.
Well, fantastic. Where do we start with this?
Well, maybe we'll start with what the first thing at the meeting that I went to. They had some youth there talking about the work that they were doing in the community, the youth, and the work that they were doing on their leadership skills, and they were requesting a donation from the VFW to support their work. And that's when I learned all the programs that the group is supporting, and so okay. I was hoping they would touch a little bit on that today, because it was really impressive the work that they do with our youth.
Well, fantastic. And Tracy, we had you on fairly recently. I feel like it hasn't been that long since we last talked.
I was thinking last fall, maybe.
Yeah, probably. But we'll start with you. What's going on over at the VFW?
Well, we're a nonprofit organization, so we try to donate and help out the community, veterans, and the youth through our organization. Donate to a lot of youth activities, baseball, softball, hockey, volleyball.
Yeah, run the gamut.
The trap team.
Oh, that's great.
Gosh, I could go through. I didn't make a list, but as Erica was saying, now the Business Managers of America. Our hearts are all filled. We're all sport and youth oriented. So anything we can do to help out, we try to.
That's always been my impression of the VFW, and I mean it's veterans of foreign wars, but you guys are a community service organization, isn't that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so you've got a bunch of upcoming projects. I'm just looking at what's in front of you right there. You've got is that a cleanup day? Is that what we're looking at there?
Yeah, coming this Sunday, May 4th. We're going to start with a cleanup day. It's just a VFW national cleanup or community service day. And we decided to pick our Veterans Park that needs some attention. Mm. The flagpole cables need to be replaced. A little bit of polishing on the pavement. Tree trimming, shrubbery trimming, leaf cleanup, stick cleanup. And along with that, we decided that we needed to have some lunch and extended that out to our first responders.
Oh, cool.
To swing by and have a lunch on us. As well as you, Erica, swing by.
I was just going to ask if I should bring my own loppers and brush cutters, or if you'll have them there.
Bring your lawn chair and watch, and enjoy your lunch.
And that's this Sunday.
This Sunday, so we'll have lunch from 12 to 2.
Okay.
So any The cleanup will be starting at 11 o'clock, but we'll have lunch provided from 12 to 2 for any first responders, police officers, if you're out and about and need even just a water, just swing on by to the Veterans Park and grab a lunch or water.
It's going to be a beautiful day on Sunday, too.
So. It looks perfect.
Yeah, it absolutely does. If other people want to help out with this, do they need to sign up or anything, or can they just show up and help clean up the park?
We appreciate any help. More hands make quicker work.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Nola, I'm going to just jump to you real quick because the VFW is just, it's the VFW. I mean, everyone knows what it is, but the auxiliary doesn't quite get as much press as maybe it should. Can you tell us a little bit about the auxiliary?
The auxiliary is formed actually many years ago, and what we do is support the post and its members and its projects. So we're in the background and helping them do their things. Yes, we have our own projects that we do, and that, you know, contributes to the members, historic things, patriotic things, educational, but our main goal is to support the post and the veterans and their families.
All right. I you guys run the fish fry, correct? Or what the that's been that ran
the auxiliary past? Now does, yes, the annual fish fry.
Right. I made a trip over to the fish fry in March, and I was so impressed. I have to compliment the potatoes that were cut absolutely perfectly by KYMN News Director Logan Wells. But I've got a messed up knee, and I was there by myself, and I was getting around with a cane at that point, and I couldn't believe, starting with you, Nola, the amount of people that jumped up and said, hey, how can we get you where you're, get you your food and get you where you need to be? You, God love you, just told me, you sit down right here.
I don't do that.
But there, you had kids from the hockey association there, and it was just such a well run operation. The food was great, and that's all auxiliary stuff right there.
No, it's not all auxiliary. Okay. We're organizing it, but it's a great team effort. We have post members there, auxiliary members, just community members that are frequents at the VFW. So, and that's why it's my favorite project. It's all of us together working as a team, making things work right. You know, and then bringing in these youth groups that the post donates money to. Yeah. We sometimes say, hey, do you want to earn some more? And we bring them in and they help out. And we've learned assisting the guest is one of the biggest things. Because you can't walk and carry things in both hands and get to your table. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as you age, your mobility is more challenged. And
yeah, everyone now turns and looks at me. Thank you.
We're all maturing.
Indeed. That was great. And it really, I mean, it was, what a welcoming thing too. I mean, it was fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah. What else does the auxiliary do? What other projects do you guys like to work on?
One of our big ones that's highly visible with the community is the Kitty Parade for the Defeated Jesse James Days. It's just a fun time and getting all our young ones together and marching in the parade like that. We're also been donating to the food shelf. We did a lot of fundraising for the Vest Fest that we did a year ago.
Right.
Believe It. Yes. For the service. You know, we can't do enough for Believe It.
I love that organization.
You know, it's so one cool thing. And we do a lot of things for our veterans, too. We work with the Hastings Veterans Home and go over there a couple times a year and help play bingo with them.
Nice.
And the Fisher House, which is for the families of veterans staying there. We don't forget our POWs, MIA groups, the Freedom Flights that bring people in to see the memorials things like that. So we're very diversified. And again, we're right there lending a helping hand when our commander asks for something too.
Tracy, it's got to be like, what a luxury to have an organization like that just sort of sitting and asking, what can we do?
Yeah, it's, I'm thinking that I get orders from the auxiliary all the time. Yeah.
they're not asking what they can do. They say, hey, we're going
to
do this.
They're telling me where to be and when to be there.
That's great.
No, I tell you, this organization could not operate without the auxiliary. They are so helpful, and they keep me organized, they're the backbone of it.
Yeah. We... May begins tomorrow, and at the end of the month there will be the annual Memorial Day service. Can you give us a little update our listeners? What's that? When does that start? What is it? What do you guys do? All the fun things there.
The Memorial Day service, generally, weather permitting. we got our fingers crossed. We've had a couple bad years in a row that we've been grateful that St. Olaf has been willing to host in inclement of weather.
That's great.
The program starts at 9 o'clock at the Veterans Park. There's bleachers there, and anybody's welcome to bring their lawn chairs and be comfortable. And it lasts about an hour. Great music. It's just a great program. And like I said, inclement of weather, it'll be at the St. Olaf Gymnasium.
We recognize all the is it all the fallen veterans from Northfield? Is that?
Yeah, we'll recognize and put a wreath, put a wreath out. The Boy Scouts help us with that. Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, they will present the wreaths on each monument.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great team effort.
Yeah. And KYMN will be broadcasting the Memorial Day service live as we have for many, many years, longer than I've been here. So we will be there for the people who can't get out so that they'll be able to hear it at least.
One other note, Beyond the Yellow Ribbon will be doing lunch right after the ceremony right there at Veterans Park. Inclement of weather, it'll be at the VFW.
Okay. All right. Which is a great place to go eat, by the way. I'll endorse that.
We want to thank KYMN for all the support they do give our post and club for the many activities. We couldn't do it without you letting the community know that we're here for them.
Well, it's a proud tradition that I'm very, very happy to sort of take over and assume. I agree with every past owner and boss at this place that that is something that we absolutely need to offer to the community, and we're happy to work with you, and we're just grateful that the VFW would put together such a great program to begin with. So
thank you.
Mayor Zweifel, I mean, you had a chance to address the VFW, like you said, and it was the first time in a while that somebody from the city had actually been out to talk to the VFW. How was the experience for that?
It was a wonderful experience. I so much appreciated the opportunity to be there. I didn't do much addressing. I'm more of a listener,
right?
And tried to the addressing that I did. The questions that I asked were to engage in conversation and community, with the post and with the auxiliary. So I thought that went really well, that question answer, talking about their values, what's important to them, mm-hmm. As a community. And again, I just want to lift up something that Nola just said about the auxiliary, and it goes for the post as well, that they're in the background.
Yeah.
And I just want to shine a light on on their service, steadfast dedication to the community in the background. And so that's just really wanted to lift that up today and thank them for all the work they do in the community.
I do think the VFW is definitely an organization kind of across the board that gets a little bit taken for granted I mean, because of everything that you guys do, you know, every small town in the state of Minnesota's got a VFW post, but there are also posts in the Twin Cities as well. And like you said, Erica, a lot of the things you do are in the background, but there's a real commitment to mm-hmm. service from the VFW. Isn't that right, Tracy?
You know, it took me a while to actually get involved with the VFW, and my heart was telling me that it's something I need to do. It's kind of like a continuation of my military career. And I tell you, I served as 3 years as a commander.
Mm-hmm.
My term will be up here in June. And it has just been fabulous. What an experience. I've met so many people. The post has been a successful post.
Yeah.
We were one of the most successful posts in the state of Minnesota. We're on track to be All-American Post, which is the highest award that a post could, that's a national award.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
You
know, I've got two questions for you before we wrap this up. First of all, it's the post is named after Eugene Truax. Who was Eugene Truax? Oh, am I putting you on the spot here? I'm sorry. Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to Google Eugene Truax and get back to you. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, that's a...
All right. But is what else do folks need to know about the post?
That we're open to the public.
Yeah.
We not only it's just not only a bar. It's a it's a place for anybody to come and receive information. Whether you're a veteran or a youth activity or a city organization that needs help, I say that it's kind of like a safe house.
Mm-hmm.
Between the auxiliary and the post working together as a team, we're willing to help anybody out. We have a great hamburger,
burger baskets
on Friday. I'm still broadsided by the Truax.
Sorry, man.
So, great burger baskets on Fridays and Saturdays.
Yeah.
Open to the public for bingo on Thursdays and Saturdays. A lot of special events that happen, and it's just open to the public.
That's great. What are your hours?
What do we got here? We got 10 to...
We have some information on Eugene. Breaking news.
Breaking news, yeah.
We have some Eugene Truax information.
We'll go back to the... what are our hours, Nola? It's 10 to...
Some of the days we open at 10, some at 11.
Okay.
So it depends. And then we're open till, I believe, 1.
Are the hours posted on your website?
Yes.
Yes, on the door.
What?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, perfect. What's the website? Oh, boy. I'm sorry. Google Northfield VFW.
Well, the problem is it's changed. So
oh, it has.
Yes.
Because of... people who have set up the website have unfortunately passed on, and we've had to restart a new website. Northfield VFW
post
4393.
There it is. Okay.
But back to Eugene Truax. He was the first Northfield veteran killed in World War II.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we thank Mr. Truax for his sacrifice and the Truax family as well. Anything else we need to know about the VFW or you want us to know about the VFW before we let you go?
Well, if you're a veteran
yeah.
Or You have veteran history. We have a great program going on right now. The numbers in the VFW are going down due to the people who established the VFW back in the 50s are starting to leave us, unfortunately. Yep. And the numbers of the younger generations just aren't coming up. And so we started a program of $50 for a life membership, which normally would be about a $360, $380 life membership. And so our post will cover the rest of the fee as long as you bring in a DD-214. And $50 will get you signed up if you're eligible.
All right. Fantastic.
So okay. we're trying to raise our numbers nationwide.
All right. Nola?
The auxiliary is also offering that same membership deal where the auxiliary will pay $50 of your life membership.
Mm.
Again, you'll have to qualify, but mm-hmm. we will pay.
There's certain criteria for that?
Yes.
Okay.
For both the post and us. So mm-hmm. bring your DD-214, then we can do the research to see if you do qualify.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds
perfect.
Good.
Fantastic. Mayor's Weifel, you get the last word.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you to everybody here. This was really, I appreciate all the information you shared today.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Lovely to see you again. Mm. And I was really taken by the sense of community as soon as I stepped into your space. Yeah. And so I think that's the message I would like to leave with here today and share with the community is that sense of, you said, a safe space. I really felt it when I was there and appreciate you creating. It takes a lot to create that. So thank you.
Yeah, I'll echo that and just say my most recent experience, very welcoming. What a great place to be. So Tracy Clausen, thank you. Nola Matheson, thank you. Mayor Erica, I want to call you Merica.
I have actually had people address emails to me.
We're not going to do
that.
I know. Mayor Erica's Weifel, thank you very much.